Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Emily, pick up. Emily, pick up.
Hey, Sean.
Emily.
What's up, man?
I'm in the new house, you know, the one on the corner of Pine Street. I'm in there. There is some weird stuff going on. I need, like, a support buddy right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what do you mean weird? Hang on, let me get to a better service area. Okay. Yeah, oh. Shoot.
Well, I was laying in bed earlier, and the bed threw me in the air. No. I hit the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Are you following?
My God, are you okay?
Okay. I'm not okay. I was dragged down the hallway.
How is your body? Wait, did you break anything? Are you bleeding?
It's not like the physical pain. I mean, I'm hurting all over. I'm getting through it, but it's more of like a mental thing. There's something in this house, Emily. You have to come over, bring your shotgun, bring your Ghostbusters weapons.
Okay, I got them. I got them in my car ready to go.
Oh, you keep that stuff on lock. That's awesome.
Absolutely. You never know when someone is going to have an emergency.
Yeah, I'm freaking out right now. I called my mom. She said she wants nothing to do with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, but don't worry, okay? I'm on my way. Just, can you get out of the house? Can you wait for me outside?
I am outside. I'm on the porch. I'm afraid to go back inside.
Yeah, don't go back inside. Walk to the curb. I'll be there shortly. What did you say? Pine, the corner of Pine and what?
It's on Pine and Alamo.
Pine and Alamo. Got it. Okay. All right. I think I'll be there in like 10 minutes, but Waze is the worst, so expect me in 15.
What? 15 minutes? I might be dead.
No. Come, just stay out of the house. You'll be totally fine. Can you talk to a neighbor? Can you knock on a neighbor's door?
Yeah, the neighbors are just as crazy. I don't want to go talk to them.
All right, then hang tight. I'm going to just do what I can to get around traffic, and I'll be there as soon as I can. Hold on, buddy.
Okay. I'm holding. And when you get here, we're going to do a podcast.
Sounds great.
Correct.
Hey, Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, episode 34. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another kick-ass, awesome guest handpicked by me and delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for listening and or downloading. Click like and share it if you feel the urge, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. I do have a voicemail, so drop me a voicemail, lying about anything, ask me a question, tell me something awkward, do whatever you want. It's 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, and I would love to play it on the show. Or you can reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, yes, everybody, you might see her, you might have seen her losing her mind in the house on Pine Street. She's made appearance on CBS's Criminal Minds and ABC's Castle. Coming up very soon, Emily Goss.
Yes! What an intro. Thank you, man. It's great to talk to you.
It is. I saw the house on Pine Street, and I was flipping out on how awesome it was. And I reached out to you and said, we have to do a podcast.
I'm glad you did. I'm so glad that you liked the movie. It means a lot to me, and I can't wait. It is released in the UK right now. You can get it in the UK, and it'll come out in the US in June.
Yes, 2 months.
2 months. Hold tight.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie. Like, seriously, I'm into more of the indie horror movies. I like to get to know actors, actresses that I don't normally know already. You know, it's okay to see the big names in movies, but it takes me out of the element. So getting to know you in that movie was fantastic. It was really, really such a great movie.
And tell me, like, what kind of horror movies do you normally like? Because we really tried to do something atypical for horror. Like, we didn't have jump scares, we didn't have blood. It was a very different pace than a lot of horror movies. So I'm so pumped that you responded to it.
Yeah, I like another movie I really liked is called Crawl or Die, which I've had them on the Nicole Alonso on the show, and her. I don't know if they're married, but her boyfriend, I know, okay, they're a couple, the director, Oklahoma Ward, they made the movie themselves. It's all completely independent, and I loved what they were doing. But A House on Pine Street, what I really liked was the whole movie is about, is this happening or is it not happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun as an audience member to play along. I guess, and do you believe Jennifer or not?
Exactly. That's the kind of movies I like. I like movies where you're just constantly waiting for what. Gone Girl, another fantastic movie. The whole time you're like, what's going on? Is this happening? Is it not happening? I don't know how I compared Gone Girl to House on Pine Street, but I did.
not the craziest comparison.
Hey, great. And you were awesome because you're like the main focus of the whole entire movie. So, I mean, it's your movie. You made it what it is.
Thank you. I mean, the team behind it, I think, made it what it was. The writers, directors are named Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. It's two twin brothers and their longtime best friend. And these three are obsessed with horror movies. They've seen everything. They've read the books on which so many horror movies have been based.
Yeah.
They're obsessed. And as soon as they graduated from college, they moved into an apartment together in Kansas City and started writing this script. And getting to play with them was such a joy. I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because now they're among my closest friends. And being on set with them was the best experience I've ever had on set. They knew their story inside and out. It was collaborative. It was inspiring. It was fun. I trusted them. I mean, the movie is good because they are so good. Not only are they good filmmakers, but they're really good people.
That's awesome. Building relationships from work. I mean, I wish I could say I could do that. Really? I mean, I bump into some weirdos at night because I'm working outside, you know, pressure washing sidewalks and stuff like that. I'm working in parking lots, you know. I wish I could make podcasting my business. It's really hard to get a podcast really rolling to where you can get advertisers and stuff. But, I mean, I'm trying.
Well, here's to it. I mean, keep going. I think it's awesome. I love podcasts. I'm all about it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's where I can get Emily to come on and talk casually about some stuff, which is awesome. So what have you been up to lately? Oh, no, I have a question before we roll out of House on Pine Street. How long does it take to film a movie like that?
We shot for 19 days.
Really? That's it.
I went out to Kansas. They flew me out, which was so nice of them. And we all stayed in the house together, and the movie for folks who don't know is about a pregnant woman. She's 7 months pregnant and recovering from a recent mental breakdown. Her husband moves them down to her rural hometown against her wishes, where she starts to experience supernatural activity in their rental home. He doesn't believe her, and so it's about whether or not there is anything going on, or she's losing it. And so that's kind of the story. But I went out to Kansas, and we got set up in the house, and then we rehearsed for about three days, and then we started rolling.
It would take me 19 days to like do one scene. Seriously, I can't. My memory is terrible. Like I can't remember lines. I suck. I mean, I suck. That's why I'm not an actor, obviously.
Well, maybe you're inexperienced.
I don't know. I should try to get into that field. Yeah, right. I would bomb. I'm we were talking off this recording. Like I fear rejection terribly, so I would. I don't know. I actually get nervous. I got nervous right before we started this. Right before I called you, I'm like, oh my god, butterflies.
Hey, but that's. I think that's natural. I think nerves isn't a sign of weakness because you're not letting your nerves get the best of you.
Yeah. I guess so. Words of wisdom. I'll listen to anything you say because I look up to you. So.
Oh well, thanks, man.
What else have you been up to? What's going on? You got Castle. You're going to be on Castle this week.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. Monday, May 2nd. The episode is called "Much Ado About Murder," and that was a total joy and so fun. I actually went to grad school and studied Shakespeare and classical acting, and this role comes my way, and she is a super method actress playing Ophelia in an off-Broadway production of Hamlet. And so it was so, I just can't wait for my friends and family to see it, for the people who know me to see this episode, because it's so, I think they'll just get a kick out of how right it is for me. And it was really fun, like getting to play with Nathan Fillion and John Huertas and Seamus Dever, like incredible, incredible actors and professionals, and the entire crew was the bomb. I feel so lucky. I just can't wait to see the episode.
I can tell. You got the biggest smile on your face. You're pumped. You are pumped. That's super awesome. I have to admit, I've never seen Castle. It's been one of those things that I've never crossed paths with, but I will watch Monday's episode. I promise you I'm watching it.
All right. I look forward to hearing your thoughts.
Everything's going to be out of context. All I know is I'm going to see your face and be like, yeah! So that's all that matters to me.
Oh man.
I saw some pictures you posted. I don't know if it was on Twitter or Instagram or something. You were with like the cast and stuff. You guys are doing like a cast selfie with the cast of guys, which that looks like fun. I couldn't imagine I couldn't even imagine being on set of a movie or a show or anything. I think it would be so awesome.
It is. It is and it isn't. It's just as glamorous as you could imagine, and it's the least glamorous thing in the world. At the same time, it's the most fun and it's the most boring thing in the world. All of these contradictions. It's been cool to get to be on so many different sets. And everyone is different, too. Some things are always the same, but every set has its own energy. And the crew is usually different and the role is always different. So that's what keeps me coming back to it.
So when you are you a fan of Castle? Do you watch Castle?
I hadn't been a regular viewer, but I'd seen a few episodes, and then I watched a few more before my audition, and I think it's awesome. I think Nathan Fillion is a genius, and what he and the whole cast does is just great. It's a really fun, quirky procedural. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but there's a lot of heart involved. And now having worked with the team, I can see where that heart comes from. Everyone from the producers, the writers, the wig people, you know, the costume, makeup, they're all so committed and they're really lovely.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of fun. I mean, there's a reason this show is super, you know, successful. Because it's awesome.
Right.
It's awesome. I need to watch it. And I will watch Mondays. I promise you 100% I'm going to be watching it.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
What time does that come on? Oh, it probably comes on while I'm at work or right before. So I'm watching it on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh.
Graveyard sucks.
Damn. I can't believe you do that. Is it hard to have like a normal social life?
Social life? What's that?
I guess that answers that.
But this podcast is my social life.
Well, there you go.
It's like I wake up midday, 2:00, 2:30, and then I just wait to go to work. But weekends are open. I hang out with, you know, I spend time with my grandma every week and stuff like that, you know.
And you live in Fresno, right?
Yeah.
My grandparents lived in Fresno.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
They must have hated the heat.
Oh, my God. Well, they would. Yeah, my mom grew up in Fresno. My mom and my aunt. And so we would go to Fresno a lot. But at my when I would visit my grandparents, we just wouldn't go outside. We would be in, like, the heavily, heavily air-conditioned cocoon.
Yeah, those bills, those air-conditioning bills are you know, I don't know. Like, right now, I was just outside jogging. I've been trying to jog, like, 2 miles every day just to – so that's how I want to start my day off. You know, it gets me pumped. I'm awake. I don't need coffee, which is nice. I'm trying to like get off of coffee because I've been feeling very dependent on it.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I miss
you.
It. I love coffee. I just love the flavor and the smell.
Stay strong.
I'm gonna buy some coffee and like one of those masks. I'm just gonna rub some on the inside of it and just wear it for the first hour. Maybe when I'm jogging, I'll wear this thing with coffee grounds in it, and I'll get my fix that way. Oh, that would be so good. I love coffee. It smells so good.
It smells so good. That was always my thing. Like, I didn't drink coffee because I didn't want to get hooked on it, but whenever I needed, I absolutely needed it. If I were driving, you know, from LA back to the Bay Area where my parents are from. And like, yeah, I would just, I would have a shot of it. And then I felt high as a kite and I felt amazing.
Yes.
Tolerance was so low.
Mine's the same way. I drink coffee and I'll get wired, but I can't shut my brain down. It adds to my anxiety. So like I just, repeating thoughts. Caffeine's all bad for me. You're like, I didn't know it was going to come on Horribly Awkward and talk about coffee and how you're crazy, Sean.
I had no expectations.
Awesome. That's probably the best.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you reached out to me and I was like, yes, let's make this happen. I actually had something planned today. So Rob, Mr. Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob. Dude, buddy, I love you. You were supposed to come on today and we're going to do it right now, 5:00. Emily said to shut that down.
Oh, no, I have no idea. Rob, I am so sorry. You could join us if that were technologically possible. I wouldn't be able to figure that out.
Yeah, I wish you can hear me right now. I don't know. He's out there. Yeah, so I was like, he's like, don't worry about me, dude. I'm going to be here. We're buddies, so we'll make it happen. Aww. We're going to do an extra thing. And then, so I was like, Emily Goss. Is that how you pronounce it? Goss, right?
That is how you pronounce it. Yes, okay. Very good.
Okay.
It's quite tricky for some people, I think. Deceptively tricky.
Well, I've never heard it said. So I was like, boss. And I was like, boss, gosh, right? So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's... So when you were in the house on Pine Street, did you think the house was really haunted?
I did not.
Do you believe in haunts? Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. I've been from California.
Okay.
I've never had an experience with one or anything, but too many people I know have that I just gotta believe it. And specifically Aaron Austin and Natalie, the creators of the house on Pine Street, have had many experiences with ghosts. And they thought the house in which we shot and in which we all lived, the house on Pine Street, they thought it was haunted. I didn't see anything, so I can't speak to that. So who knows?
I'm one of those guys who I've never experienced it. You said did you say your parents were born or raised in the Bay Area?
My mom was raised in Fresno.
Okay.
And my dad was born in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Because I was actually raised in San Jose, Santa Clara.
Oh, right on. San Jose Earthquakes.
And they have the Winchester Mystery House. Have you ever been there?
I've never been there.
Okay, that's a weird place. That is a completely weird place where, like, staircases go. Like, the lady was crazy. I don't know what was going on. But, I mean, it's weird to go on a tour there. It's super expensive. Way more than you think it'd be worth. But it's interesting. It's interesting, the stories and stuff. And you get this. You do definitely get a feeling when you're walking through there that's very weird. When I took a tour there, we were stopped on a staircase as the guy was explaining something. And there was like wet, I don't know why, but there was wet paint dripping on us. I don't know if they just painted something. Why would they put wet paint above a staircase that people are going to be walking? I have no idea. All I know is this wet dripping paint came down. So it was kind of trippy.
Oh, God.
I don't know where it came from. It just came down.
Oh, that's super creepy. Yeah, because I now because I have so zero experience with anything supernatural. The thought of it drives me nuts. It scares me so much. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of being spooked, but I'll watch the movies.
But you like horror movies.
Yeah, yeah. I love horror movies. Yeah, that's basically my – that's like the main genre that I like is horror movies. And I prefer to watch – I prefer to watch ones with not so big known names. If you get big, I'll watch all your movies. Like, when you're right. Super huge, and you will be – I'm telling you right now, you will be.
You have
and you'll
called.
Forget. You'll forget all about this podcast. This never happened. And then I'll still watch all of them.
That's amazing. I will never forget.
But if I watch like a horror movie and it's got Tom Cruise, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I'm not interested in a horror movie with Tom Cruise or Will Smith. Stuff like that, but I just like interesting movies in general, which I thought that one was interesting. I was looking at some of your other stuff, but I couldn't find it. I don't know if it's out. I seen that one. It's Zoe and the Prince.
Yeah, that was a short film I did. It's currently running the festival circuit, so it's not out yet. But that was a really great experience. Zoe and the Prince is like a mashup between The Hunger Games and The Princess Bride, about a warrior princess who has to save the prince she loves from these evil beings. And it was created for something called the LA 48 Hour Film Project. They have these festivals all over the world where you have 48 hours to make a movie. And we got to make that in just 2 days, less.
That there's a lot of content in there. How long is this movie? You made it sound like it's the longest thing ever.
I think it's like 10 minutes, 10-ish.
Okay. That's just like a long trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. Yeah. That's on my IMDb and all that.
Yeah. I saw the picture of it and I was like, oh, this looks super interesting. And I was trying to look and see if I can look. This is like a couple months ago. I was like, to look for it and check it out, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So I gave up.
Right. Hopefully soon it'll do some festivals and then be available.
And what else I think is super awesome is I was on Facebook a couple weeks ago and people post random videos all the time. And I have this thing, like now that they have the autoplay thing where it just auto starts playing, I have this thing where I can't scroll. I watch basically everything I see. I watch all of it. I watch all the cat videos. I watch all the animal attack videos. I watch all the ones I really love are the people that that there's these people. It's kind of fucked up. Okay, these people. These people. They set up they put a bike on a tree and they'll tie it up right where you can't see the rope. And they'll wait
a
for
bike?
People to
like a bicycle,
like a bicycle. So they'll wait for people to come and steal it.
Okay. That's hilarious.
So they'll jump on the bike and they'll take off, and the rope's probably 25 feet. So they'll get to like the end of the rope and get thrown off the bike, and they'll run up with the cameras like, "I'm sorry, I got so how did I even get on this subject?" Okay, but they run up with the cameras like, "You're trying to steal my bike, bro!" And some people get pissed off like, "Why the fuck you do that, man?" And it's hilarious.
That's amazing. I love pranks. Like, nothing to me is more hilarious than a good prank. I have an older brother, and I don't know if that's why, just like growing up, always getting pranked and pushed around, but goddamn, that's brilliant. Like a good, smart, clever prank.
Yeah, that's because it's like, okay, If you steal my stuff, there's no forgiveness. Okay, let me film you. I'm going to laugh. Like, I think it's hilarious. But I guess what I was trying to get to, and this is how my brain works.
Emily, okay, you're watching right videos now. On Facebook.
Okay. Okay, this is what always happens.
I love it.
Okay. But I was watching videos, and I see some random princess battle. Disney princess battle. So I'm like, okay, I'm playing it. I was like, is that Emily in the background? So I had to look. I think I tweeted you. I was like, is this, like, that was hilarious. It was so randomly, I just found that.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That was a hoot, that shoot. That was so rad. It was, this genius, Whitney Avalon, does these princess rap battles, and she writes the raps, and she directs the videos, and she also stars in all of them. And they just came out with one, a new one, where with the two leads from The Winter's Huntsman. God, is that the name of that movie?
Yeah, it's The Huntsman.
Winter's Tale. Nope. That movie with Charlize Theron and Emily Blunt and Jessica Chastain. She just came out with a new rap battle that's based on that movie, but ours was Cinderella versus Belle. It was Princess Rap Battle, Cinderella versus Belle, and she plays Belle, and Sarah Michelle Gellar plays Cinderella. And I was Sarah Michelle Gellar's hype girl, which was so fun.
You're just like thugging out in the background, like, I wish you guys can see me right now on video, like word it up, home. Like that was awesome. I was like, is that Emily? Like I could totally tell just right away. I was like, yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. It was so totally random. It was so random, but very awesome. Random. What a treat. How did you find that, or how did they find you? It seems so random.
I know Whitney. Whitney and I actually met at a mutual friend's concert. Awesome. We were both just in the audience at this like little venue in LA supporting this killer rock band, Sylvia. And yeah, we stayed in touch. And then for some reason, she thought I would be a good Goldilocks. So I was very happy to do that for her.
Yeah, that's awesome just to be part of stuff like that. I thought it was cool I found it. And normally I would have Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I wouldn't have of known, but I saw you and I was like, so I watched the whole thing and I thought that was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was, I just feel really lucky.
Emily, I know, you know what we need to do? Let's do some shout outs.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Huh? Sean, it's not all about you. Huh? Do some shout outs.
Cool. I want to shout out to the entire cast and crew and the extended family of The House on Pine Street. That's everyone back in Kansas, everyone that helped us out with the film, everyone that helped made the film. I am shouting out to you.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Whitney Avalon and the Princess Rap Battle team. I want to shout out to another feature I have called American Bread. Written and directed by Justin D. Chambers and the whole American Bread family. I want to shout out to Los Angeles. You're such a beautiful city, and I love you.
I do too, but I can't afford to live there. Yeah, go. This is your moment. You want to thank God. You want to thank the neighbors for dealing with you. Flipping
definitely
out and
my neighbors
on Pine Street.
I want to thank my fabulous family and my loving friends. Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody. I seriously want to thank you, but a huge shout out to Jason, Bob, and Mindy from Three is Comedy, who was on Sunday's episode. Big shout out to them. Thanks for coming on, guys. Thank you. I don't know what else you want to talk about. We got how much? You got 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
15. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Let's go. The pressure.
What was something you learned today?
You want to know something I learned today on the podcast?
Or just in life?
You know what's funny is like that's the last thing I ask you when we end the podcast. I say, what's one thing you've learned on today's show? So I was like, you spun that around on me, and I was like, damn it. Like, is this how people feel when I ask this question? Because I don't know how to answer it.
No, it can be the smallest thing. My soccer team used to do this in high school. We'd be just stretching, and one girl would be like, what did you learn today? Because you know how you supposedly learn something every day.
What I did learn today is that I did learn that if I had patience, people will come around and contact me and say, hey, let's do a podcast tomorrow.
Hey, that is kind of a cool lesson. What goes around comes around, or all good things come to those who wait, or something like that.
Yeah. I try to. I'm very impatient, and I don't know. Cool things will happen if you just let them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that is true. I'm so glad you're experiencing that. I mean, that's a crazy thing about being an actor is the waiting.
You
do the work, yeah, and then you wait.
The thing that would really be the hardest on me is like you'll get done filming a movie, and I don't know how it works. Like maybe you can't talk about certain stuff. Like that shit would bug me. Like I don't know. When I learn things and I'm excited about things, I talk about them. It's hard for me to bottle it up and like, okay, I can't talk about this. I can't talk about that. I got to keep it in. Like, I just want to talk and I want to share everything with everybody at all times, which is one of my exciting things, but one of my flaws in a way.
Oh, I think that's awesome. I think that's gorgeous. I don't think that's a flaw at all. But it's, I relate to that. And as an actress, you definitely have to be able to wait. Like for Castle, for instance, TV shows these days, everyone, I guess, is getting really, really strict about non-disclosure agreements spoilers and secrecy. And so, and they'll get pissed, and you just don't know what these mysterious, powerful producers can do if you violate a rule. So it's like you don't post your character name. You're not supposed to post a picture of you in costume. I mean, I was a little scared about that selfie I took with Nathan and John and Seamus, but I haven't been offed yet. So
you're in for a surprise, so it's Emily. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rob is coming on.
Well, I told him, I was like, I said I'd pull him in. He's like, I don't know what he said, but he said, I don't know if he'll answer. He might not even be a nervous thing, but when did you film Castle? Like that had been sort of recently, right?
Well, the second week of March.
They still make shit tons of mistakes.
What is going on, man?
Getting yelled at in your ear by Vince. It's like, go away.
Hello.
Meow. You
know he's on.
What's meow, up, meow. Rob?
Man, a whole bunch of nothing.
What hey, up, Rob?
Hello.
Hey, Emily said sorry, and she said I would love to pull you. I would love if I could pull you in, so I did.
Yes. Yay. What is up? I'm so sorry. I had no idea that you were booked for this spot.
Oh, I don't care. Sean, I was kicking to the side. It's okay.
Rob's like, I'm not on Castle. Don't worry about me. Oh, here he comes, man. Here he comes.
Like a sand castle.
Oh, look at Rob. So sexy. So sexy.
Oh, I can't see you yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, what up? Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going to finish it up here in a minute, Rob. So what I'll probably do is like have you on a couple minutes, maybe after, or we'll hang out for a minute. But we were talking about Castle, and we're talking about the house on Pine Street, and we thought I'd call pull you in for a sec to say hi.
Hi.
What do you do, Rob?
Rob's a Marine. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm transitioning out of the Marine Corps right now.
Amazing. How is that going?
It's going.
Rob looks nervous. You're just as nervous as I am.
Look, you see I'm shaking.
Rob has that super powerful, super confident voice that I do not have, and I wish I did.
But yeah, I got to sit up in front of a classroom and teach 70 knuckleheads every 7 weeks. So,
what do you teach?
I'm in transportation in the military, so I get freaking new students in every 7 weeks, and I train them up on the vehicles that we have, and teach them the ins and outs, and I take them out on the road, teach them how to drive them.
What do you wish that people knew about the military that they don't know?
Like that we ain't crazy and we don't kill babies. That's one of the stereotypes I always heard. I even heard that before I joined the military.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's not way back from like Vietnam and everything.
God. Well, I'm glad you put that myth to bed.
Yeah. I'm a little crazy, just not all the way crazy.
We're all a little crazy, man. You should have seen us. We were pretending there was a doing improv and I'm crazy, man. You Rob knows I'm crazy. I'm loco.
Yes. Freaking zombies and eat the mushroom and your arm fall off and you say all kind of crazy stuff.
I am nuts. But Emily, you got about what, 5-10 minutes? Okay. So we're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
You have to come on some other time, whenever you want, anything. If you ever want to plug anything, if you ever want to promote anything, if you ever want to just chat, Emily, I'd love to have you on. Go into a more awkward episode, I guess.
Yes, awkward-er.
What you got? Throw your most awkward at me.
Oh, I think I'm more awkward than I actually am, because it's just my social anxiety. I'm bad. I don't do eye contact. That's why I'm okay with Skype. I can look at your picture, but I don't have to look. If I look in the camera, then I start to feel a little weird. Hey.
That's so funny. I try and look at the camera when I'm actually Skyping with someone.
Oh, okay. I noticed that.
Yeah, throws me off because I got like 2 screens, so sometimes the Skype be over here, but the camera's over here.
Fancy equipment. I'm very impressed. Look at that microphone that you have, Rob.
Yeah, it was $35.
It's cool. Yeah. And I like that the headphones match the thing.
I know, that's my favorite color.
Is it orange or red? I can't quite tell.
It's red. I got a light right here, so it make it look orange.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Yeah, I'm glad you get all the compliments, Rob.
Yeah, I like that, right?
Yeah, I do like that. Come on, you stole all my compliments. We were having a good time. I was getting compliments. Emily says I'm a cool guy. You come on, it's like, hey, this guy, look at him. He's awesome.
Oh, you have a cool screen on your microphone, too.
Yeah.
You have a sweet setup as well.
Yay! And look it, just to prove to you, I got it. Yeah. I'm just as cool, Rob. I got 2 screens going. I got over here. Look at. Oh, look at.
Oh, that's me. Oh,
I see myself.
I don't look around my room, though. I actually made my bed for this episode.
See, you can move your camera around. I can't do that. I have to move the whole laptop.
All right, Emily, let's wrap this up. Let's roll this out.
All right.
I feel like I missed something, but obviously, I have a question for you. Would you rather? Off top of the head, would you rather do something you absolutely loved for absolutely no money at all, or do something you despise, you hated, for like a $2 million bid? Like, you can get $2 million doing something you absolutely hated, or just you can do what you absolutely love for free.
Do what I absolutely love for free. I mean, that's what I already do with my life. I'm an actress.
Awesome. I always wonder, because I'm like, because for me, $2 million, I'm doing something I absolutely hate. I'm doing the worst thing ever.
I said shit in some aspects. Being in the military, I do what I hate for free, essentially. So,
oh man,
the worst of both. But I mean, that's incredible. I mean, for whatever it means, thank you for serving.
Yeah, no problem. Somebody got to do it, right? That's what I tell everybody. I don't never have a proper response for that. I'm just like, you're welcome. Then I feel awkward.
Though you shall.
Make it awkward.
That's like when somebody's serving you some food or whatever, and they're like, enjoy your meal, and you're like, you too. It's like, oh.
Oh, here's something we can do in 2 minutes. You want to do this, Emily? We can do this.
I do.
Okay. This is my rapid fire questions.
Oh. Okay. Oh, sweet.
Okay. So I'm going to set this. Actually won't take 2 minutes. It'll take a minute and 20 seconds. I'm going to ask you, I have 10 questions. Answer them as quick as you can and we'll roll. Ready?
All right. Now I'm nervous.
Which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
Wait, you cut out. I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. Which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
In-N-Out.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could?
I wish I were taller.
All-time favorite movie?
Emma Thompson's Sense and Sensibility.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Wait, you cut out at the beginning of that one?
Uh-oh. What's happening? What's happening? First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Silence.
If you could go back in time... Wait, are you saying you can't hear me?
No, I can't.
Oh, if you can go back in time to...
That would be an awkward podcast, no?
If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Love yourself.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Kit Harington. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak.
Laser.
That I never heard that one yet. That's awesome. Build a three-topping pizza. Go.
I'm sorry? Wait, what about a talking pizza?
Build a three-topping pizza.
Bell peppers, something really spicy, like jalapeno peppers, and spinach.
Oh, that's a good combination. Okay, if you won the lottery, what are the first three things you would buy?
I would send my parents on an amazing vacation to wherever they wanted to go. I would get my brother something ridiculous, like a boat, and I would buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Nobody ever buys me anything. I hate nobody ever buys me anything. You guys all suck. Okay, last question. If you legitimately saw Santa Claus,
oh my God,
on top of your roof, you saw him get in the reindeer and fly away. You saw him legitimately. Would you tell anybody, or just think everyone will think you're actually crazy?
I would tell people. Because maybe they could, you know, explain to me what I had seen. Like, maybe it was some neighbor.
Yeah, if that ever happens, though, come on here and tell me the story. Because
I'll tell you.
All right, so there's only one thing left to do, Emily. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Emily Goss 650. That's area 650 for the area code 650. I'm on Instagram at Emily Goss 650 as well. And you can follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/EmilyGossActress. And yeah, stay tuned for Castle, Much Ado About Murder this Monday, the 2nd. I'll be on that. And The House on Pine Street comes out in the U.S. in June. I can't wait for more people to see it.
Yeah, I love that movie, guys. And like I say, I was really passionate. I've mentioned it on this podcast before. That movie was freaking awesome. I just didn't know it was actually going to get you on the podcast. So I'm stoked.
Dude, I'm so happy. This was great.
And if I said anything weird or awkward or dumb, please excuse me. I get dumb.
We all do. Yay. No apology necessary.
Good. I'm glad you didn't say something like you're terrible. You guys all know where you can find me at awkward_podcast on Twitter. At They Call Me Iams is my personal account. You guys want to follow me there or play video games with me because I'm a grown ass adult who plays video games still. I'm on the BS Podcast Network. You can find that at bspodcastnetwork.com along with all the other great shows on that network. And Horrible Gamers is my other podcast, so check me out over there. About to hit episode 100 this week.
Congrats.
Yay! I got a voicemail, 510-600-3475. So leave me a voicemail. I didn't get any this week. I'm very depressed. And horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com is where you can find me. So find me in all those places. Do all that stuff. Thank you, Emily, so much.
Thank you. This was Riot. Thanks so much.
And thanks to Rob for dropping in with his sexy voice.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get my melodic tones in there.
I know. I need to practice. I need to do that. I need to get a more manly voice. I mean, if I talk like this more. Hey, Emily, I really appreciate it.
This is just a Barry White.
Oh, man. That just makes me embarrassed, man. I just feel like I got a squealy voice. So, what is one thing you've learned on today's show, Emily?
I have learned that Rob's favorite color is red. I've learned that you can survive working the graveyard shift for 6 years. It is humanly possible. And what else did I learn? I learned about that other horror movie that I want to check out. What's called Crawl
or Die.
Crawl or Die. Yeah. I learned a lot.
Yeah, they do all their, they fund all their own movies. So right now they're actually flipping houses to to get money to make Qualidade 2. Like they put in the work to make these things happen. Yeah.
God, good for them.
That's awesome. So you're so awesome, Emily. Awesome. I overuse that word too. I overuse that word too. And Rob's like, I just got pulled in. What is going on? What's so awesome?
I'm so happy you're here, Rob.
Yes, I'm happy to be alive.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
I'm gonna edit me out, obviously. Edit me out saying this.
No, you can't, especially now that you said that.
All right, I went and did my two-mile jog. I'm like pumped up, took my shower. I didn't have enough time to prep, so I'm like, oh shit, I gotta prep. I don't know what to prep. Forget it.
No worries, it'll be a test of both of our abilities.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been trying to. It's been a while. So, hey, is House on Pine Street not available in the U.S. yet?
That is correct. It'll release in June.
Fuck that. All right, can I talk about it? I'm gonna talk about it anyways because that movie was badass.
Absolutely, it would be great to talk about it. Thank you so much. Thank you for seeing it. Oh yeah, it'd be great to talk about it. Are we recording now?
We are. I haven't started yet, but I was making sure everything's rolling. Hey, I start every podcast off with an improv skit.
Oh my gosh, how fun. Okay.
Yeah, that's like, just so you know, it's called Horribly Awkward because my social anxiety is always through the roof. And so I was like, if I force myself to do a podcast where I have to meet and talk to different people every week, it's basically free therapy for me.
I love that. Have you heard of this guy who had really severe anxiety? And I think it was, I don't know, but he made these cards for himself that were like dares. And he would have to do one every day. And sometimes it was like, or he feared rejection. That's what it was.
That's so, my biggest one.
Yeah. So he made these cards for himself that were like, ask a stranger for a ride home. Ask a stranger for directions. Say hello to a stranger. Like he just, all these different things. And they were all different. Some were really intense. Some were not so intense. But just to force him to talk to people and get rejected. And so he would just have to.
That's good. I'm always trying to like find a ways to do it without getting what I don't want. Maybe I should force myself into the things I don't want. That's what I'm doing. That's why I saw like, let's do improv. I'm not an actor. I don't know how to improv. It's usually terrible, but it's funny.
Well, I think that's awesome. And I think the fact that you're doing this for that reason is awesome. And I feel the same way about improv, and I am an actor, so we'll be in it together.
All right. Okay, awesome. How much time do you got?
I have definitely until 5:45.
Okay, let's roll into it.
I could probably do like 5:50, 5:55.
Okay, awesome. You just let me know, and whatever I can take, whatever I can get, I'm taking it. All right, so let's do some House on the Pine Street. I'm living in the house. You're my buddy. I'm gonna be calling you, and I'm gonna tell you stuff's going down.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. Sometimes it's best to have a basis, or else it goes crazy places.
I dig it. So, wait, what's our relationship? We're friends. We're in a house on Pine Street.
I'll be in the house, and I'm just gonna call you on the phone. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Shit. See, now I'm super nervous. I got like butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
I usually do this with other podcasters who have no idea what they're doing either.
I can't say that I have much of an idea what I'm doing.
Okay. Then actually, I feel a little better, I guess.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right.